Blog Talk Radio. life gets better. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, deacons, the evangelism team, to all of the mothers, praise team, intercessors, to our youth, men, ADM frontline, to our women's team, members, families, and friends. Good evening. Good evening to all of our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, South Africa, and Kenya, South Africa. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good evening, good evening, and a God bless good evening. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from that muck and miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. It was God that touched us with his finger of love this morning, woke us up, started us on our way. It was the activity of all of our limbs. And as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. But everything, everything, saints of God, is jointly and fitly into place on today as we rise to give him the honor, to give him the glory and all of the thanks for everything. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you?
Good evening to you, Pastor Smith. I'm blessed this afternoon. Yeah. On this blessed Wednesday. First of all, I come giving Christ, giving him honor. I thank God for him being ahead of my life today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. I'm going to say, I know how, God. We come this day, God, just thanking you for another blessed day, God. Another day that you have allowed us to see, God. You touched us early this morning, God, and continually to keep us in the palm of your hand. Thank you for your shield and your protection, God. In the name of Jesus, I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Apostle Temple. I give honor to First Lady Lakeisha Spencer. I give honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to your wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, and to each and everyone that's tuned in and everyone in ADM ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just come thanking you. Thanking you, God, for life, health, and strength, God. We realize you didn't have to do it, but you did it. So that's enough for us to just say hallelujah. That's enough for us to just begin to praise God. God, we thank you for your strength, God, that you allow in our body, in these mortal bodies, God, to continue to push like we never pushed before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We lift up every sick vessel that it is once again. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize, God, once again, by your stripes we are healed. Lord, let us continue to stand on your word to it and manifest in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Because that's a promise to us, God. Our bodies are already healed, no matter how it react, God. But we are healed in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, God. We lift up our babies once more, God. Continue to keep them lifted up. God, continue to strengthen them, God, to guide them, shield and protect them in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord. We just can't help but to thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we pray, God, that our these lips declare, continue to have a praise upon their lips. No matter what we go through, God, and no matter what our trials is, God, let us continue to praise you, to lift you up higher, God, because you're worthy, God. You've been so good to us, God. You've been better to us than we've been out to ourselves, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up our elder ones this morning, God. Continue this afternoon, Lord, continue to shield and protect him, God. Make a way out of no way for him in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God, in spite of all that we go through. God, we say thank you, Lord, because we realize, God, our trials come to make us strong, God. So continue to let us be steadfast, unmovable men and women in God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Today, Lord, we just thank you. We ask that you come in and have your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you, but we know we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, God. So we thank you for your strength, God. We thank you for your strength this day in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we continue to lift our family members up to you, God. Draw them near the Rebosha to you, God. Save, deliver, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. Rebosha, God. Thank you this afternoon, God, that we have an opportunity to call on your name, God. Let us continue to call on your name, God. Let us continue to bow down and worship you in spirit and truth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And when we get to the part that we can't have, oh, God, they can't think that we can't make it anymore, God. Oh, God, let us continue to push. Oh, God, we realize that we can, God. God, we thank you this afternoon, God. We pull down every stronghold that it is. How about something about the head, yes, Lord? In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we break every chain in the name of Jesus, God. Every habit of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Be a mind regulator for us this afternoon, God. A heart fixes about continue to order our footsteps. In the way that you will have them to go. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us be more grateful about sending it. Oh, and stop complaining, God. Just look around you and just see the atmosphere. Just look at the sky sometimes, the trees, and just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the journey. Oh, God, I thank you, God. God, we could have been dead in our grave, but in spite of all, God, you gave us another opportunity to lift you up higher, to praise your holy name, God. So we say thank you today, God, in spite of all, God. Oh, God, we lift up the ones, the unsaved one today, God. We pray, God, that you spread their heart, God. Everybody, Thunderbolt, send your minister angels, God, to minister to them. Hold on, Sunday, in the name of Jesus, God. Draw them near to you, God. Save and deliver and set free. We ask you today, God, lift the bowed out head. How about Sunday? Lift them up in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, continue to let us love one another as you have loved us, God. That old God, my son, that in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you today. Thank you for the food that you place in our table, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you for the emotion, God. Thank you for the things that you have done for us, God. Thank you for making a way out of nowhere when it seemed like it wasn't no way, God. We thank you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Somebody today, God, somebody should begin to praise God like they're gone crazy. Because I realize he have done something for you, too. Just begin to praise God. Give him all the glory. Give him all that you got. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. All these things, God. We ask this afternoon, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, we pray. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Just come on in,
Lord. Yes, Amen.
Lord, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. So when we put forth the faith, amen, now we're operating where? In the spiritual realm.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
For faith ain't going to operate in the natural. Amen. We can see things all day long and they just won't crack and happen for us unless God have to happen for us. But we got to have faith and we got to be over there in the realm of God spiritually, believing that he will do it because he said it.
Amen.
Worship him, for we must worship him how? In spirit, in truth.
Amen.
So faith operates in the spiritual. Praise God. Amen. And praise God, those things, amen, evidence of those things not seen. Amen. That's where faith is. Amen. We look at things out here all day long. Just because we look at them don't mean that God will for us to have it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Because we got to operate in what? Spiritual faith with God. For
amen.
By the elders obtaining a good report through faith, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. So that
amen.
Things which are not, things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Amen.
Amen. Okay,
amen.
We're talking about the spiritual and the natural now. The spiritual and the natural. Amen. And then it
amen.
Says, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Amen. God
amen.
Testified of his gifts, and by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Amen.
Amen.
And was not found because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Put yourself in there. That you please God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But without faith, it is what? It is impossible to please God. Amen. Amen. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. That who is? God is. Who you say he is? The Almighty, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. The eternal, the everlasting God. There's only one. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
One God. Amen. Okay. And then it says also, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That do what? Diligently. Amen. So that
amen.
Means you're going to seek him with all your heart, mind, and your soul. You're going to diligently seek God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. We're going to stop right there. Amen. And we're going to move on. Praise God.
Amen.
See, young faith is what? Substance of things.
Amen.
The noun denotes the present time or moment. Praise God. The substance, material that possesses physical properties, evidence, available body of facts, or information. And how about belief? State of mind that a person thinks is the case. Praise God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Without evidence. Amen.
Amen.
What is unbelief? skepticism in matters of religious faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Please
who? Again, to please God.
Hebrews 11:6.
So faith cometh by what? By hearing. By hearing what? The word of God. Romans 10:17. That's how faith comes. Amen. You got to hear the word. Amen. And when you hear the word, praise God, then you put it into action through your faith, spiritually so. Faith in the spiritual realm. God is a spirit, and they that worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. You can't worship God in the natural. Amen. He always directed us for well. He wants us to worship him. We worship him any kind of other way, then we're not following the principles and the precepts of Almighty God. And faith can't work in the unbelief. Trials will come to test our faith. 1 Peter 4:12. For faith as a mustard seed, right? Tiny faith as a mustard seed wonder produces a great yield. You don't need a whole lot. Just use the little you got. Amen? Praise God.
Amen.
Use your faith without ceasing. Amen. Some examples of great faith. Job kept trust in God. Job 13:15. Noah and family survived the flood. Genesis 6:8-22. Enoch transported up to heaven. Hebrews 11:5. David slew Goliath. 1 Samuel 17:1-25. Three Hebrew boys survived the fiery furnace. Daniel 25. Daniel walks up out of the lion's den. Daniel 6:11-21. And Peter walks on water till he takes his eyes off of the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 14:29. Amen. So remember, that God is a spirit and desires that we worship him in spirit and in truth. Faith must be exercised in the spirit realm, for this is the only way to please him, God.
Amen.
The word of God has great examples for us to follow and help increase and build our faith in God. So then, faith demonstrated as the size of a mustard seed produces a great yield. Amen. Amen. And now,
amen.
This portion of the broadcast over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you,
amen.
Pastor.
God bless you.
God bless you all. God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Can you hear me clearly?
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Thank God for everyone. Thank God even for our listeners all over the world. We thank God for them. Most of all, we give thanks and honor to our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Send a shout out to my First Lady. God bless her as well in the ADM family. Amen. Pastor Smith, I love this scripture that you was reading. My God, and so many things get taken out of context, and I believe because of the interpretation of it. Saints of God, I want to show you something. I want to help you with something. As the scripture begins to say, now faith, amen, and like as Pastor Smith began to explain it, that means right now, amen, right now. And the faith is the only way to please God. And the Bible also says faith is not seen. The evidence of faith is not seen. Well, let me show you something. It's not seen because the evidence of it is not seen. but it is seen. Let me show you how. It's not seen with the naked eye, but it is seen with the spiritual eye. It is seen through what? Through trust. When you trust God, when you trust God for whatever it is, it becomes seen. You know, you got your trust is the vision. Trust is the eyesight. When you trust God for something in your life, or you trust God to do something in your life, not only you got to have faith with it because you're trusting Him, that means you don't have it yet. You have not seen it yet. Seen it where? That natural eye. But you trust in God, so that means you have a vision of it. In other words, we're going to tap into something on Wednesday when the Lord released me dealing with your imagination. In other words, you see it, but it haven't manifest. You see it spiritually, but you have not seen it naturally. So you trust in God, that means I see it spiritually, but I have not seen it naturally. Your trust is vision. Your trust is vision, but when you don't trust God, or when you're trying to see it naturally, you're never going to see it. You're never going to see it. That's how it you can walk in faith real easy when you trust God. Now, this is the thing right here. Faith in what? Faith in what? What are we having faith in? Are we having faith in a brand new car? Are we having faith in a house? What are we having faith in? Now, this is the piece of the interpretation in the context where it gets pulled out incorrectly. Because what are we having faith in? The Bible never told me to have faith in a new house. The Bible never tells me to have faith in a car. The Bible tells me to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all these other things will be added unto me. So that's the wrong context. I know many people say, well, baby, you just have faith that God going to give you this house. God going to give you that house. That's wrong context. Because God never told me to have. He said, listen, I will supply your every need. So now my faith has been operated in the wrong category. It's getting operated in the wrong place. We are not, so many of us, we try to operate with faith, but we are not seeing manifestation. Because God never told us to worry about our needs. But faith comes in, this is where faith comes in. Not me believing God for a house, me trusting God that He's going to supply my every need. Y'all hear me? So in other words, what God spoke, He gave me, that's one of the promise. That's a little week from 8 a.m. For Sunday morning. So that's one of His promise, that I'm going to supply your every need. So I'm not trusting God into the house of a car. I'm trusting God to what He said and what His promise is. What is His promise? I'm going to supply your every need. So guess what? My trust going to go into what God said. What is God said? That's what Pastor Smith was just talking about, the word of God. Trusting the word of God. So God said, I'm going to supply my every need. Guess what? I'm going to trust God. Then when I trust God, something get triggered. Something triggered called my imagination. My imagination began to trigger into the area of, watch this, tapping into the faith. So watch this. My imagination began to see the new house. My imagination began to see all the needs are being met. Watch this. My imagination began to see this. Now, my faith is going along with the trust, and it's going along with what I see. Because I trust God, I have faith in what God said. Amen. The question is, are we having faith in God? Are we really having faith in God? Baby, if you're going to trust God, if you're going to have faith, I'm challenging you to put your faith into the promise of God. You get into the will of God, and you begin to operate into the promise of God. And when you begin to believe and trust God for what He said, I'm telling you right now, when the Bible scripture says that you can move mountains as a grain of a mustard seed, you'll be able to move mountains. Why? Because I trust God. I trust. Faith is simply saying, I trust God. I trust you, God. I trust you. I trust your decision. I trust your promise. I trust everything you said. Watch this. Jesus was having a hard time one day, And Jesus cried out in prayer. Jesus said, if thou let this cup be passed away from me. Right after Jesus said that, he said, not thy will, but if not my will or thy will, let your will be done. So what Jesus said, God, I trust your decision. I trust, even in this midst of this hardship, I trust your decision. Even though I don't see right now a better way out, but I trust your decision. Do you trust God's decision in the midst of what Pastor Smith was saying about the Hebrew birth, Shadrach, Meshach, and when you're in a hot fire furnace? Do you trust God? And if you trust God, I'm telling you right now, you're going to begin to see things turn around on your behalf. Faith comes, my God, by the hear me. It comes by the word of God. And what did God promise you? I tell you what, if you can trust God, you'll begin to see every promise. You'll begin to see yourself heal. You'll begin to see your money turn around. Regardless if the bank looks zero, I trust God. He's going to supply my every need, and everything's going to get turned around because I trust God. And my faith is into trusting God. Then my imagination, it gets to working because I see my bank account flourishing. I see myself moving. I see myself living it up. I see myself with joy. I see myself with peace. I see myself have a perfect health. My health is made whole. My healing is made whole. Y'all gotta hear me this, my God, tonight, because of faith, my God Almighty, in my faith, watch it, but because of I trust God, I believe God, because it's the evidence of the things I'm not seeing. My trust in God, I don't have to see it. I believe him enough, or I trust him enough to where if he says I believe it. That's as simple as that, and I'm a whole lot to every promise. Guess what? Now you're operating in the realm of faith. I want to share this. I'm going to share this, and I'm going to get ready to go. I'm going to do something like our Mother Helen. For those listeners that is listening, our Mother Helen is just under a little weather. She's taking a little break, amen, and we definitely going to get ready to hear her back. But she always leave a last little quotation before she get off the air. And she leave a last little poem, she give a last little inspiration before she get leave off the air. I'm going to take the same method as Mother Helen do. I'm going to show you something. It's an old saying that they say that blood is thicker than water. It's an old saying. I'm pretty sure that some part in our life that each and every one of us have said that at some point, that blood is thicker than water. And when it was coming from that quotation, there was coming from that quotation of family relationship or a family relationship where blood is thicker than water. The question is, my God, as I spent some time with the Lord today, my God, it came to be a question. And the question is really blood is really thicker than water? What if it's a relative that passed on into an afterlife? You never spoke with them. You never talked with them. You never had a relationship. Can they pass it on, move you? But that was your blood. Can what they say to you or say about you, can it move you? If it can't move you, but it was still your blood. You know, blood is thicker than water. Amen. Is it really relationships? A relationship is thicker than water. Is it really relationship is thicker than water? God want to have relationship with every one of us. But it depends on our relationship with him. Can it move us? I'm pretty sure that many of us heard about relatives passing on and we went to a funeral, but because we didn't know them, it didn't move us like somebody that was really close to. It didn't move us like somebody we really had a relationship with. God want to have a relationship with each and every one of us. Until we really sit down and check our relationship, regardless of what we try to operate, are we really moving God? Can we really move God with the relationship we have with God right now? The reason why certain family members don't have a relationship with the individual, because they don't talk to them. They don't come to events. I don't see you. I don't commune with you, even though you might be my blood. But we don't get involved with each other. Some of us, we might be God's children. But we are God's children. But are we involved with God like we should? Are we involved into the things of God like we should? So that comes to the place saying, how can I trust him How can I trust God or trust what somebody say if I've never been involved with them? How can you trust a family member, even though that's your blood, but you never had a relationship with them? You don't even know them, but that's your blood. How can we trust God? And how can we have faith in the things of God if we never spend some time with them to build that relationship up? That's why the relationship is important, thanks to God. It's not because another preacher want to beat it over your head. It's not because somebody want to preach it and drive it into you. It's not because of that. It's because he want to build a relationship up with you. You cannot operate into the things of God without having a true relationship with him, regardless if he call you son or if he call you your daughter. You might be the prodigal child that God is asking to come back home. God bless you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. A word and a mouthful. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Relationship with God. Amen. We thank God for your apostle. We thank God for coming in. Amen. Praise God. And moving us, praise God, to be where God will have us to be in our relationship, to wake us up and to quicken us. But we can move into that relationship with God, knowing that he's our Father that is in heaven. Amen. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the prayer. Amen. But remember, the most important thing is your relationship with God, that it goes up vertically. Because God got everything we need. There's nothing that God needs in us. He made us for his purpose. But it has to be, it has to start, and it has to generate and continuously flow vertically upward to God. Amen.
Amen.
He will truly bless us. You ever heard the little song, y'all, to take some time out? Praise the Lord.
With Amen.
Amen. Take some time out. And when you take that time out and be sincere, you'll find out that the Lord God is like a breath of fresh air springing forth.
Amen.
Amen. Well,
amen.
Something out of the Word of God on tonight. I know.
Amen.
I did. Praise God.
Amen.
I know I did. So come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. where our own Deacon Joy is going to come and give us a word, amen, praise God, and then we'll go back to our apostle, amen. But remember this, God loves you, and he wants that relationship to be continually active each and every day of our lives. So stay in the press. Stay in the press with God today, and he will bless you. Oh, yes.
I know there are things too hard to bear. You've got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared. There's no remedy but prayer. But worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through the fire. You gotta press through the pain. You're gonna live past the moment. The sun will shine through the rain. All of the worst is behind you, so put a smile on your face, 'cause you're gonna make it, yeah, you're gonna make it, make it through the day.
Rest,
'cause you're gonna live past the moment, you're